following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and good evening to you. We welcome you to the Chamberlain Armory, where tonight we open up the girls' basketball season on KPLO, a matchup between two Class A teams as the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes take on the Chamberlain Cubs. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam's Agency State Farm Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Mayadam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school basketball is also being brought to you tonight by Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, by Bowie Foods, Access Health of Chamberlain, Fiery Brothers, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Farmco, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Food Center, Al's Oasis, the West 40, Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center, C&B Operations, the First Interstate Bank, and the First Dakota National Bank. Coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO is also being brought to you tonight by Yesway, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, the First Dakota National Bank, Sioux Nation, the Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pierre Regional Airport, Access Health of Fort Pierre, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the Hawaii Federal Credit Union, by Ferdinand Electric, and Edgewood Healthcare. John F. is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight as we get the 2022 and 23 basketball season underway. We expect a good matchup here tonight. Chamberlain getting their season underway, taking on Stanley County, both of these teams with some holes to fill due to graduation, as it happens every year. But both of these teams have their coaches excited as they have a good nucleus of kids coming back. And you'll hear the enthusiasm from both of our coaches during our Keys to Success segment that's coming up just in just a little bit. But we have a lot to talk about here tonight, including a busy schedule of high school basketball coming your way this week on KPLO. Our pregame show is brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Let's take a three-minute break. Post our pregame is underway. We're back in three on KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, December 12th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Patriots take on the Cardinals at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Back here in Chamberlain as the JV game just completed. A victory for Chamberlain as they got the victory over Stanley County. 5-3 was the final score in a game that, due to Stanley County's low numbers, just went to a 15-minute half. And both teams struggled a little bit offensively, but Chamberlain was able to come away to pick Chamberlain's junior varsity, able to pick up their first victory of the year. As we mentioned, a busy schedule of high school basketball coming up this week on KPLO. Thursday night, we will be at Parkview Gym in Fort Pier. We will bring you the doubleheader between Stanley County and Miller. That will be a very interesting matchup early as far as the seeding in Region 6A is concerned. Girls varsity game scheduled to get underway right around 6:30. We'll have a 6:10 pregame on Thursday on KPLO. Saturday afternoon, we'll have another doubleheader. We'll get our first look at the season of the Jones County Coyotes. They travel to Highmore Herald to take on the Pirates. 3:30 scheduled tip-off of the first varsity matchup. We'll be on the air from Highmore on Saturday afternoon at around 3:10. And, of course, don't forget Minnesota Vikings football. The Vikings trying to wrap up the NFC North and also wrap up home field for their potential playoff run. They go to the Detroit Lions, a team playing very well lately. It is a noon kickoff, 11 a.m. with your Vikings pregame right here on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. We had the opportunity earlier to talk to both head coaches. It's our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at Mayadam. Let's take a three-minute break, and we will return. This is coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
With Yes Way Rewards, members buy stuff, get points, and earn smiles. Redeemable for everything from free stuff to savings on snacks, meals and beverages, and discounts on gas. Join now at YesWay.com. Yes Way. Say yes to convenience.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
This fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth, and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. Fall sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at FirstDakotaNationalBank.com. Member FDIC.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your Sioux Steel Grain Bin dealer. Sioux Steel and Sioux Nation remind you that grain bins aren't a one-year project. They are a lifetime investment. Store and project your grain for maximum profitability with Sioux Steel Bins. Available in capacities up to 99,000 bushels. And all Sioux Steel Grain Bins come with an industry-leading 10-year warranty. You got a great quality bin with a warranty that's the longest in the industry. Sioux Steel stands behind its products and wants you to have the best possible experience. Winter discounts on Sioux Steel Bins are on now at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
Time in the off season, we're small when it comes to numbers, but again, these girls have made basketball a little bit more of a priority, and they've been working hard. So I'm excited to see where this year takes us.
And with this being, I believe it's your third year as head coach, it means that you're able to put your system in a little bit, and you have some kids, some underclassmen that have some familiarity with it. And that's going to help you a lot, especially early in the year.
Right. It's fun to have the same group pretty much for the last 3 years to really work. Their basketball IQ has just grown immensely. I mean, we kind of joke about drills that we've done this year and moving on and progressing in some drills and making things a little bit harder and more challenging. And we joke about how, if I would have done this with you 2 years ago, you would have lost your minds. And now they're picking it up. They're the ones that are asking questions, and they're the ones that are starting to see things and, see what they need to work on. And that's been really fun too.
And that makes it easier for you to put a lot of different things, whether it's on the offensive end or the defensive end. So you're a team that, maybe doesn't get scouted quite as easy as it has been in years past, because you got kids wanting to learn, and they want to learn. You're going to teach them.
Right. There's a lot more things we can focus on when it comes to offense. My challenge the last few years is getting these girls to score. I have girls that are looking more to do that. And so I can focus a little bit more on things on the defensive end, which I like to do. I take a lot of pride in that, just as a coach. And so it's fun that for this season, I do have some goals on things that I want to work on defensively that we may not have done in the past, but I'm able to do with these girls, so I'm excited about that.
As you look at Region 6A, Mulbridge Pollock, I think, will be solid. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some other teams. Obviously, Miller is going to be a very solid ball club that you're going to see on Thursday night. But there's an opportunity for you guys to do some things. And I think the first goal is a home game in the region. Second game is to try to go deep in the regions. And that's kind of what it's all about. It starts here tonight against Chamberlain, longtime rival, but not in your region anymore. Should be a fun matchup.
Yeah, I am excited about this matchup. Obviously they lost a handful of girls from last year. And we know who's going to be their scorers and who we need to defend. And I just think that'll be a lot more even of a matchup. We've had good games with them in the past. But yeah, our region, like you said, Miller, Mobridge, they're the tough teams. We have a lot of opportunities to win some games this year, more so than in the past. So we have goals, and I'm confident that our girls can accomplish those. So.
And I think it goes back to what you said a couple questions ago. It comes down to scoring points. And I think as we've covered you in the last two or three years, when you score the basketball early and the girls get a little more confidence, it seemed like it just makes things a whole lot easier. So I think the first half of this ball game, I think you're curious just to how many points you can put up.
Yeah, for sure. These girls have gained a lot of confidence with playing a lot this summer. So that's good. They're looking to attack the basket. They're more confident in their shots, been working on quicker shots. So we'll see. You never know with the first game, but again, I think it's a pretty even matchup, so it'll be fun. As long as we can get through, and third quarters that killed us last year, and that's been a focus of ours for this year, to get through that and not have that quarter be such a thorn in our side, I guess. So.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Healy Braceland, head coach of the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes, part one of our keys to success. We're back with more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Part two of our coaches' interviews. We're joined by Zach Nelson of the Chamberlain Cubs. And as you enter a new season, tell us about your ball club.
Well, it's exciting. You know, we got a lot of girls that haven't played a lot of basketball before. We got two or three that have played a lot. So, you know, they're learning. They're picking up the things we're trying to do. Lost a lot of height, you know, that we've had in the years past. So we're kind of playing a different style of basketball. The girls are doing well, getting along, being good teammates, encouraging each other, and they're excited. And honestly, it's been fun to coach these girls and see where we've come in the last 2 weeks. And it's exciting to see where we might end up.
And you guys last year, I think you knew that you were going to graduate some kids that had been a big part of your program for two or three seasons. And with that, you had to play a little bit of quicker. So you go in, you tried a little bit of pressure, you did some different things, ran the floor a lot more than you had perhaps in years before. So is that kind of how you're going to start the season?
A little bit. You know, we don't have quite the depth that we had in years past. So, you know, as far as defensively, we're probably going to look to slow the pace a little bit. But always we want to get a rebound, get the ball out, and see if we can get something quick. And then if not, slow down and run the offense.
But you do have some size, but it's young size, and it's going to take a little bit of time for those kids to get up to speed.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they're doing a good job of, you know, catching up. The last 3 years, we spent a lot of time on the post work in the practice. This year, you know, we're a little bit more guard-centric, so good for those taller girls where now they can do a little bit more on the perimeter. But yeah, we're definitely trying to develop the post where we can.
You take on Stanley County here, but looking at things in the bigger picture, you're part of Region 5A now, which means that you're going to have a lot of teams that are on your schedule. Parkston, one that comes to mind, Mount Vernon, Plankington, but a lot of solid teams. It's going to be a very tough region for you guys to play in.
Yeah, it is. I mean, top down, there's for us, especially, it's going to be a battle every night. And I haven't seen the polls. I'm assuming Wagner's probably towards the top. There's another one. Hanson's a very good team. So it's something, you know, where every game is going to matter for us to try to get seed points where we can get a little bit higher and try to host the game for the region. But like you said, it's a stacked region, and we're going to have to play our best basketball to get anywhere in it.
Starts out here tonight against Stanley County, a team that is bringing back a lot of kids from last year's team, and that's always good when you're a coach to have a little bit of experience. But you both teams are going to have kids that were here last year and a little bit the year before, so they're kind of going to know how to get things started. That's going to help your teams a lot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's always tough, kind of that first game of the year, especially in high school. You know, you know you got kids back. You don't know how much they grew, how much better they got over the summer, stuff like that. So trying to plan for tonight was a bit of a challenge. And, you know, we're just trying to focus on what we can do and what we can do well and make sure we're doing well doing that.
What do you want to see that you can talk about in practice tomorrow?
Defense. Playing solid defense. Just keeping our girl in front, pressuring the basketball, and being where we need to be. That's we've worked an awful lot the last 2 weeks on playing defense, getting our rotations down, helping out in the post when we need to. So that's our main concern tonight, is just making sure, you know, it's not going to be where it needs to be. It's not even going to be where we want it to be. But as long as we're doing things, we're showing signs where, you know, there's hope for the future, that's what we're looking for.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Zach Nelson, head coach of the Chamberlain Cubs, as we get his thoughts before this season opening matchup against Stanley County. Your Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back with starting lineups. This is Regional High School Basketball.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Most people think because I'm, well, vertically challenged, that I never played high school basketball. I played guard for the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. You just didn't see me guarding anyone over 6 foot. I'm R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gusta Ops and Bowie Foods. Former UCLA coach John Wooden put it best. There's no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. Good luck to the area coaches, players, and cheerleaders from the Gustop convenience stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
We would like to welcome those of you joining us tonight on our website, drgnews.com. Check us out on the KPLO page as we have live video for the broadcast here tonight. Time for starting lineups from Avera Orthopedics. The starters for the Lady Buffaloes of Stanley County. At one guard, Corey Gabriel, a 5'9 junior. The other guard is Morgan Hoffman. Hoffman is a 5'5 sophomore. The forwards, Matty Duffy, a 5'7 junior. Kaysen McGee, a 5'9 sophomore. Cadence Hand will get the start at center for Stanley County. She is a junior at 5'11. Gabriel and Hoffman, the guards. Duffy and McGee, the forwards. And Hand at center. The Stanley County Lady Buffaloes get their season underway. They are coached by Keely Braceland. For the Chamberlain Cubs, at one guard, Kinsey Evans, a 5'5 junior. The other guard is a senior at 5'4, Leia Long. The forward is Alexa Peterson, a 5'8 junior. Jaina Handel, a 5'8 junior, is the other forward. And the starting center for Chamberlain is Chesney Mutzinger. She is a 5'9 junior. Evans and Long, the guards, Peterson and Handel, the forwards, Mutzinger at center for the Chamberlain Cubs. The Chamberlain Cubs head coach is Zach Nelson. Stay with us for the post game. We will have the big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. And we will also have our player of the game during our post game report. And that is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are David Burnett, DJ Rush, and Bill Fugate. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And we will get the season underway next on KPLO.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Car scams are more common now, largely due to the low inventory of vehicles. This is your Attorney General, Mark Vargo, saying that while we may take this type of purchase for granted, don't rush into it for fear of losing out on that vehicle. Stay vigilant and do your homework before you make the purchase. If you're purchasing a used vehicle, know who you're dealing with, know what you're signing, and be sure you get a copy of the signed agreement at the time of purchase. Be wary of look-alike or sound-alike car dealer websites. If you have questions, contact my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care. Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today. Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment, built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platte, and Winter, proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
As we get set to open up the high school basketball season. And before we do work, let's pause for station identification on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Be safe, drive smart.
Our opening tip-off is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. The Lady Buffaloes wearing the road purple. Win the tip, get into the low post, and a double dribble called inside. And the ball will belong to Chamberlain as we are just underway here on this opening quarter in front of a very nice crowd here at the Chamberlain Armory tonight. Lady comes with it, lay along on the wing left side as she operates on the wing. Stanley County will work with a man-to-man defensive set. Here's Chesney Muttsinger up top as they go back to the wing. Evans on the drive, the up and under, and the shot is no good, but a foul called. And Kinsey Evans goes right to the rim. A three-year player. She played a lot as a sophomore, a lot as a freshman, actually. And she draws the foul here on Corey Gabriel, her first. Kinsey Evans will shoot free throws to try to get Chamberlain on the scoreboard first to open up the season. And the first free throw is up and good. So Chamberlain with an early lead, 30 seconds in to this opening quarter. The second free throw is up. That is good. And Stanley County will get their second offensive opportunity. Morgan Hoffman with the dribble across the half-court stripe, loses it momentarily but chases it down. Here's Maddie Duffy on the left side as she'll work it back up top. They'll try to work high post. Here's Caden's hand trying to operate a pass to the corner and a three take, and that is no good. That is from Morgan Hoffman, a loose basketball picked up by Chamberlain. And the Cubs will head the other way. Here's Jesse Muttsinger as she'll work the dribble across the half-court stripe. A minute gone in the opening quarter. 2-0, Chamberlain leads. Around the wing it comes. It goes to Peterson, now Evans. Again, she'll drive to the rim and score the two. Kinsey Evans with the field goal that time to give Chamberlain a four-point lead. It's 4-0. And now Stanley County working with it. Duffy on the drive. She's bumped and a foul called on Chamberlain. Cubs working with a man-to-man defense here early. Foul whistled on Jaina Handel. It will be her first and the first team foul on the Cubs as Stanley County will inbound it baseline right with a new shot clock. And it will be Kaysen McGee who will put the basketball in play. They go baseline, Maddie Duffy. Duffy bottled up, sends it back out front. Kaysen McGee on the drive. She almost loses it. Maddie Duffy picks up the basketball. Back to McGee. She'll fire the baseline jumper. It's up, no good. Rebound, Chamberlain. And here's Kinsey Evans with the handle as she brings it the other way. Pushing it up the floor, it is now Muttsinger. On the right side and back out front, Jaina Handel lay along as the Cubs move the basketball well. They push it back out front. Evans down low. This is long, flashing to the basket. She will score the two. A nice pass inside from Kinsey Evans, and lay along scores her first bucket of the ball game. Chamberlain off to a 6-0 lead. We've played 2 minutes here in this opening quarter. Nice pass inside. This is Gabriel down low, and the turnaround is good. Corey Gabriel off the high post feed will score the two, and Stanley County on the board at the 5:40 mark of the opening quarter. 6-2 Chamberlain. Here's Jaina Handel down the lane. She will score. That was just a strong move to the rim by Jaina Handel as she got the defender on her hip. Went right to the basket and scored the two. That's her first basket. And here's Stanley County down the lane. And a whistle and a foul. Morgan Hoffman played give and go on the wing and flashed to the basket. She is bumped and a foul is called. Leia Long's first foul for Chamberlain. Their second team foul. It will result in free throws for Stanley County. Morgan Hoffman at the line to shoot two.
Stanley County, you heard in our pregame interview with head coach Keely Braceland, one of the concerns for this team coming in has been similar to what they have struggled with in the last couple seasons, do good things, but you can't have those offensive dry spells, and you've got to be able to put points on the board for four quarters every night, and she's worried about that, but they have scored three here as Hoffman, one of two from the free throw line. Stanley County almost stole the offensive rebound there, but Chamberlain is able to control it. We'll go to work. Long baseline right as she'll drive, has it tipped. Mutzinger tracks it down. Back to Long as Chamberlain will reset it with plenty of time on the shot clock. Pass inside, ball is tipped. It's out of bounds, and it belongs to Chamberlain. Cubs dressed in their home white uniforms. As they send it out front, Handel will inbound it to Evans. Now lay along with it as she overloads the right side. Back out front, Handel. They'll reverse it. Mutzinger on the left, and back out front it comes. Into the hands of Alexa Peterson. Nice back cut. And it's Kinsey Evans getting away from her defender and going to the rim and scoring the two. 10-3 Chamberlain. 4:35 remains in the opening quarter. And here is Stanley County. One field goal, one free throw so far as they work it down low. Gabriel bottled up left side. Good defense there by Chamberlain. A near turnover, but Stanley County has it. Here's Hoffman trying to get into the lane, and she is bumped. And a foul called on Leia Long. You heard Zach Nelson talk about defense. Well, Chamberlain has tried to set the tone on the defensive end, but with that, the fouls have come. Leia Long picks up her second. It's the third team foul for Chamberlain, and the Cubs will go to their bench. Libby Gullickson, a freshman, checks in for the Cubs. Entry pass, Caden's hand. She can't hang on to it, but the loose ball picked up by Morgan Hoffman. And from the left side, she knocks down the 15-footer. 10-5. Chamberlain leading, working to the halfway mark of the opening quarter. Here's Jana Handel freelancing to the rim. She gets the shot, and it's up no good, and then tries to reach in and steal the rebound and commits the personal foul. That is her second personal foul, and we may see the depth of this Chamberlain lineup get tested early here. Already Leia Long on the bench with two personals. Jana Handel has two, and already Zach Nelson sends somebody to the scorer's table. They will check in on the next dead ball. It's the 5'8 senior Sarah Peterson. 10-5 Chamberlain leading. As we operate in the bottom half of this opening quarter, Duffy bottled up right side. The kick out. This is Hoffman. Three ball, and it's money. Morgan Hoffman with the three. And it is 10-8 Chamberlain. That cuts that deficit down as Chamberlain has seen Stanley County score the last 6 points. 5 points, pardon me. Here's Chamberlain on the move. Inside, it's Mutzinger. And she is fouled. Maddie Duffy with the personal foul. And that will be her first. Second team foul for Stanley County. Again, Chamberlain going to the bench as Sarah Peterson checks in. It will not be Jana Handel who checks out, though. It will be Alexa Peterson who checks out of the ballgame for the Cubs. And Chamberlain and Kinsey Evans will inbound at baseline left. The inbounds will come in. Back to Evans in the corner. The three taken, and it's good. Kinsey Evans from downtown. And it is 13-8. The lead for Chamberlain is back to a five spot, and now a bad pass and a steal. This is Libby Gullickson to the rim. Layup good. The freshman Libby Gullickson scores her first varsity points. 15-8. The Cubs back out in front by seven now. They led 10-3. Stanley County came back with five unanswered to make it a one-possession game, but then Chamberlain with a scoring output pushes it back to seven again, and another foul is called on the Cubs. This is inside, and it will be whistled on Chesney Mutzinger. It will be her first foul, and for Chamberlain, team foul number five. We still have 2:53 remaining in the opening quarter. It's 15-8 Stanley County trailing Chamberlain. Maddie Duffy at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. The first is up and no good. Stanley County will go to their bench for the first time tonight. Alejandro Juarez checks in. Second free throw up and good by Maddie Duffy. She hits one of two. Stanley County two of four from the free throw line so far in this contest. 6 point lead for Chamberlain at 15-9. 2:45 remains here in quarter number one.
Round the horn, the ball tipped, it's stolen. This is Juarez with the steal. She goes to the rim, shot is blocked. Lily Gullickson with a nice defensive play there for Chamberlain. She knocks it out of bounds, and the officials trailing the play, and it's a clean block. Ball gets under the bleachers here at the far end of the Chamberlain Armory, so it has to be retrieved by Chamberlain Athletic Director Bill Kurtz, who makes a dandy job going underneath the bleachers to bring out the game ball. And it will be Stanley County basketball. Chamberlain just committed their first turnover of the ball game. Stanley County with just two so far. So that department has not been bad for either team. As Chamberlain will, or Stanley County will inbound it down low, it's Caden's Hand, and Hand will score the two. 15-9, 15-11. 2:25 remains in the opening quarter. A four-point lead for Chamberlain, who have led throughout. Here is Handel out front, and a whistle. Foul on Stanley County. The Lady Buffaloes commit their third team foul. Or they're going to call the offensive foul. They're going to go the other way. The illegal screen whistled on Sarah Peterson. That will be her first. And for Chamberlain, their second turnover of the ballgame. Second in as many possessions. As Stanley County again brings it into the front court. And again, almost turns it over. Oh, they will turn it over here. It's tied up. And the alternating possession will give the basketball to Chamberlain. Stanley County has hit a three already. Alexa Peterson checks back in for Chamberlain. Checking out will be Chesney Mutzinger. The Cubs with a 15-11 lead as we work to the two-minute mark of this opening quarter. Kinsey Evans, who got off to a fast start for Chamberlain, brings it into the front court. Handel left side, back to Evans in the corner. Now Handel, the three is good. Gina Handel from downtown. And it is 18-11. Back to a seven-point lead. Both offenses humming right along here as the three is taken. That is Morgan Hoffman. Shot there is no good. Chamberlain will come away with the rebound, and they head the other way. High post Peterson back around the perimeter into the hands of Mutzinger. Alexa Peterson now with it. Handel back around the perimeter. This is Kinsey Evans, who sets up a defender for a three. The back step and the three ball will rim in and out. No good. Offensive rebound, Chamberlain, and then a foul on Stanley County. That time, Sarah Peterson was able to out-muscle everybody to get the offensive rebound and then was fouled. Morgan Hoffman with her first personal foul. And the third team foul committed by Stanley County as the Cubs will inbound. Evans, Handel, Jana on the move as she swings it back out front. Lily Gullickson on the drive. She gets into the lane and she traveled. Got into a double team, could not get rid of the basketball, had nowhere to pass off, and that was her intention. And as she was airborne, wound up coming down, commits to travel, and for Chamberlain, her third turnover committed. And here is Stanley County the other way, trailing by seven. Duffy, now Juarez left side. Try to pass to the high post, it's bumped. Juarez gets it back, she'll drive and kick. Caden's Hand, high post, she'll go down the lane and pass off. Duffy on the drive, tries the reverse, it's partially blocked and short. And here comes Kinsey Evans on the move for Chamberlain. Pass up the floor, layup good. Alexa Peterson will score the two, and it is a nine-point lead now for Chamberlain at 20-11. And the offense so far so good for the Chamberlain Cubs. Down low, Chamberlain, this is, or Stanley County, it's Gabriel. Juarez left side, bounce pass out front, nobody home, and the ball will go out of bounds. 26 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. It is 20-11, Chamberlain leading. Cubs have the basketball. The shot clock is off. The Cubs can do what they will or what they want as far as the final seconds of this opening period. Kinsey Evans will bring it across half court. Evans on the move to the right side. Into the hands of Libby Gullickson and back out front. Sarah Peterson round the perimeter to Handel. Jana with the three-point try. It's up, no good. Rebound is loose. It's tied up at a jump ball. It will belong to Stanley County. So the Cubs now, or pardon me, Stanley County, will get the last opportunity here with 4 seconds remaining in the quarter. Chamberlain making the smart play, just a little token pressure, but what they're trying to do is keep Chamberlain from getting the ball to Stanley County to get the ball to half court. They will get it close, and a three taken by Hoffman is off the back iron and no good. And that brings us in to the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment, my lot on Sail Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Great deals coming during our inventory reduction event. 20-11. Chamberlain leads Stanley County. We're back in a minute for the second quarter on KPLO.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. And thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
Well, the offenses were not a problem for either team. I think Stanley County would love to say that they opened up their season scoring 11 points in the opening quarter, but they gave up 20 to Chamberlain. The Cubs put up 20 points. Stanley County trying to steal the ball away as Chamberlain still has it to start the second quarter. A foul call, though, on Stanley County. Cadence Hand picks up her first personal foul for Stanley County, team foul number 4. Lady Buffaloes are in the bonus, though. 6 team fouls committed by Chamberlain in that first quarter. So Stanley County should get some free throws here in this second period. Inside it comes to Kinsey Evans. It's tied up at a jump ball, and it will belong to Stanley County. And for Chamberlain, the turnover will be their 4th. Of this first half. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight on air or online at the KPLO page at drgnews.com. Cadence Hand with it out front, Morgan Hoffman. Hoffman working against Leia Long, who has 2 personals and set out a good chunk of that opening quarter, but back in the ballgame to start the second. Here's an off-balance 3 by Maddie Duffy that's up no good. Rebound battled for. Evans has it. Kinsey will try to force the issue. Across the time stripe it comes. Now Muttsinger on the move. Back to Evans. Wide open 3, and it's good. You can't leave her that wide open. And in mid-season form, Kinsey Evans with her 2nd 3 of the ball game already in double figures with 12 points. 23-11, Chamberlain. Stanley County with it. And another foul on the Cubs as they continue to try to pressure the basketball. Chesney Muttsinger with her 2nd personal foul. Jaina Handel picked up 2 personals in the first quarter. Still in the ball game, did not check out of the contest. Leia Long with 2 personals as well. This will result in free throws. As we mentioned, Stanley County will be in the bonus for this entire second quarter. Maddie Duffy, who was 1 of 2 in the opening period, hits the first free throw attempt. In the 1-1 is up no good, and it is pulled down by Chamberlain. 23-11, a minute gone in the second quarter. As the Cubs bring the basketball into their front court, Long on the wing left side or right side. Will pitch it back out front as they work on the perimeter. Libby Gullickson now Handel to Evans. Stanley County working a man-to-man. Evans will drive and kick. It's Handel straight on for 3. Shot is no good. Stanley County will come away with the basketball. Up the floor they come. Long pass to Caden's Hand. It's tipped and stolen away. Jaina Handel makes the defensive play, and Stanley County commits their 5th turnover. Chamberlain into the front court. Right side, it's Evans. Now Long, Handel. Now Gullickson on the wing left side. 19 on the shot clock as Evans is open on the right. Gets a step, drives, goes to the rim, puts a shot up short. Rebound Corey Gabriel, and here comes Stanley County. Again, the Lady Buffaloes trail by 12. Duffy up the left sideline to the corner. The Rockabye goes to the rack. Strong shot, no good as she left the shot short. Rebound pulled down by Chamberlain, and the Cubs will head the other way. It is still 23-11. We have played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Handel, Gullickson on the left wing, looking to pitch it out front.
Now Alexa Peterson with it. Back down low, Gullickson. She'll try to drive. Gets away with a push. No, she didn't. From our vantage point, she used the forearm and created a lot of space there. It's her first personal foul. It's the fifth turnover for Chamberlain. And more substitutions for the Cubs. Alexa Peterson, or pardon me, Sarah Peterson back into the ballgame. And also Alexa Peterson back into the contest for Chamberlain. 5:34 remains in the first half. 23-11 is our score. Stanley County with it once again, still looking for their first points of the second quarter. Nice pass inside. Hoffman to the rim. Shot blocked, but a foul. Kinsey Evans will be whistled for her first. And Stanley County again with more free throws. Their sixth and seventh free throw attempts upcoming. And Stanley County now 2 of 5 from the stripe. And Morgan Hoffman back at the line. She has 6 points for Stanley County and puts this free throw up and good. And makes it 23-12. And Stanley County picks up their first points of this second quarter. As Hoffman will toe the stripe, the sophomore, with her second free throw, it is up and it is good. 23-13, Jaina Handel in. Kinsey Evans will check out. As Handel will get the dribble, receive the inbound pass, put the ball into the hands of Chesney Muzzinger, and Chesney will bring it across to half court. Gullickson left side, Peterson out front on a bad pass, and it's stolen away. Caden's hand on the move, hand to the rim, layup gun. Caden's hand with 4 points now, 23-15. As Stanley County has scored the last 4 points. And they'll stretch the defense out a little bit more. They have given Stanley County some open threes as we have a pass inside and a spinning shot attempt by Chesney Munsinger. She'll earn free throws as the foul called here. It will be on Morgan Hoffman. That will be her second personal foul. Chamberlain 2 of 2 from the free throw line. This is Chesney Munsinger making her first attempt at the stripe. The first free throw is up and good. 24-15. Chamberlain leading. They have led throughout. Stanley County got it to within 2 midway through the opening quarter, but Chamberlain was able to extend the lead. Second free throw, no good. Recklin Huebner into the ballgame for the first time for Stanley County. She'll corral the free throw off the rebound off the free throw miss. And the Lady Buffaloes will have it once again. Back around the perimeter. Cameron Norman in the contest as well. Down low, it's Duffy. Entry pass kicked and out of bounds. Not necessarily kicked as they do not reset the shot clock, but off of Chamberlain. The ball will belong to Stanley County as it will be Kaysen McGee who will inbound. Stanley County will stack the top of the free throw circle. Inbounds to Maddie Duffy, who will drive and kick. Out front, shot is blocked, but then a foul. Recklin Huebner with the jumper. The shot was blocked by Sarah Peterson, but the shot was blocked. That was clean. But following, the ball was, she basically made contact, and I guess they'll rule this as a two-shot situation. Recklin Huebner at the free throw line, first of 2 free throws, is up and no good. I think they actually did rule it as a after-the-shot foul because the contact was long after the shot was blocked. But that is 10 team fouls on Chamberlain in this first half, so a two-shot situation either way, and Huebner will knock down the second free throw. 24-16 now as we work to the halfway mark of the second quarter. Munsinger with the dribble across the half-court stripe. Stanley County will stay in that man-to-man. Chamberlain around the perimeter. Handle down low. Gullickson tries to pitch it to the corner. Gets it there on the drive. Munsinger. Shot won't go. Offensive rebound. Chamberlain back out front. Handle into the hands now of Maisie Peterson. And back around the perimeter it goes. Shot clock at 7 and a 3 taken. That's Jaina Handel from the left side. It's up and it's good. That is 4 threes for Chamberlain, the second for Jaina Handel, and it's 27-16. And every time Stanley County has tried to put something together here, and they make a nice play on the give and go, Maddie Duffy scoring her first field goal of the contest.
But Chamberlain has had the answer, and they continue to have a comfortable lead here. Currently a 9 spot at 27-18. Handle on the drive and a reach. Foul going to be called on Stanley County. It will be on Caden's hand, and that will be personal foul number 2. Corey Gabriel in. Also Morgan Hoffman back into the ballgame. It will be the 6th team foul against Stanley County, so the next foul will result in free throws for Chamberlain. Cubs will inbound here from the left side. The inbounds comes in around the corner. It's Handle, who's already hit 2 threes. She'll try the heat check here, and the shot is no good. Rebound, and it's on Chamberlain has it, and then a tie-up and a jump ball, and the possession arrow will point towards the Cubs, and the home team will inbound it from underneath their own basket. 3:15 remains in the first half. It's 27-18. Chamberlain leading Stanley County. The inbounds comes to Jaina Handle, who will drive and dish. Gullickson now on the move. Gets a step on the defender. Goes to the rim. Shot is no good, but a foul called. Foul on Stanley County will be their 7th team foul. And it will be on Corey Gabriel, and that's personal foul number 2. Lily Gullickson, the 5'8 freshman at the free throw line for Chamberlain. First trip to the free throw line. Cubs are 3 of 4 from the stripe in this first half. And Gullickson tries to go off glass, and it's up no good. Second free throw upcoming as Chamberlain leads by 9 at 27-18. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Stanley County. And it's Maddie Duffy who brings the basketball into the front court. Off the screen of Hand, Duffy will drive and fire. Shot is no good. Rebound, Chamberlain. Chesney Muttsinger with it. She'll work it the other way and up the floor. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken. This is by Chamberlain, their first timeout taken of the contest with 2:49 remaining in the first half. 27-18, a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other opportunities our schools offer. Al's Oasis Restaurant, Clothing, and Gift Shop congratulates everybody who contributes and competes during the school year. We at Al's Oasis are proud of all you do and are happy to bring you this game. Thanks to the many young people who work with us at Al's Oasis. Good luck in all you do and enjoy the school year from all of us at Al's Oasis Clothing, Gift Shop, and Restaurant, a South Dakota tradition for over 100 years. When you're busy taking in all the area school activities, remember, you'll find one stop with more to offer. You guessed it, the West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma. We have what you want right at I-90 exit 260 in Ocoma, including Arby's for quality quick food options. You'll like our large selection of beverages and snacks in our West 40 C-Store, and we have an all-new car wash. At the West 40, we're proud to support our area young people and this broadcast of the Chamberlain Cubs. Have a great year from West 40 Food and Fuel in Ocoma.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative. Sully Buttes, who we'll see in a couple weeks, with a 20-6 lead over Ipswich, as Sully Buttes' girls, who receive votes in the Class B poll, off to a good start here. Bolsey Westington leading Westington Springs. That is a 21-14 score, as they are early in quarter number 2 there. Here's Kinsey Evans, who checked in at the timeout, with the drive to the rim off to the right wing. And we're going to have another foul called on Stanley County. And Stanley County with short numbers. Cameron Norman picks up her first personal foul. And team foul number 8. But they're starting to stack up on the starters of Stanley County as Kinsey Evans shoots the 1-1. And the first free throw is up and good. 28-18 is our score as the Cubs push it back to a 10-point lead. Evans with the second free throw. That is up no good. We'll check some Class A scores in just a moment. Just a few games on the schedule to talk about. Jones County at Kimball Light Lake, one of them, and they get their season underway over in Kimball. Stanley County with a jumper from the right side. It's up no good. We're going to have a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be whistled against Stanley County, and that's Corey Gabriel's third personal foul.
And that forces Keely Brayson to send Kaysen McGee back into the ballgame and Kinsey Evans back to the free throw line. Couple more free throw opportunities. It is a 28-18 lead. The first, well, the shooting a 1-1. The free throw up no good by Evans, and the rebound pulled down by Stanley County. Duffy left side. High post, it comes to hand. Now Duffy once again. She'll try to work the drive, but is bottled up there by good man-to-man defense applied by Chamberlain. Here is McGee. Right side of it, knocked out of her hands and turned over. That's six for Stanley County. Chamberlain will head the other way on the right side, lay it long. Out front, into the hands of Chesney Muttsinger. Muttsinger will pass off, go to the post. Ball is knocked away and stolen there, and a good defensive play by Stanley County's Cameron Norman. And here's Maddie Duffy from up top. The three is no good. Evans with the rebound for Chamberlain, and up the left sideline, she comes in a hurry. Evans against the double team, gives it up to Muttsinger. Stanley County will settle down defensively. Chamberlain will settle down as well as they set up offensively with 20 on the shot clock. Here's Kinsey Evans, right side, handle. Out front, will drive left and pitch it back out front. Ball in the hands of Chesney Muttsinger. Now handle up top. The NBA three is up good. Gina Handel with her third three of the first half, and it's 31-18. Final minute of this first half. Cadence Hand with it. Hand with it. Pitches out. The three taken. That is up no good by Cameron Norman, and the rebound pulled down by Chamberlain. Evans will bring the basketball across the half-court stripe. About 15-second difference from the shot clock to game clock as Stanley County chases defensively. Here is Muttsinger. Handel will try to post up this time. A strong move to the rim. It's up no good. Loose basketball as Handel keeps it alive. Now it's tied up, and a jump ball will belong to Stanley County. But good hustle on the part of both teams as they kept the ball alive, and eventually a nice pileup for it. It will belong to Stanley County, and with the shot clock off, we'll see if they can close out the first half with points. They scored 11 in the first half, have been able to muster just 7 here in the second quarter. Chamberlain is, well, with 31 first half points. Been a good start to the season for Zach Nelson in the Chamberlain Cup. On the wing it comes. This is Hoffman. Down low, Duffy. The fadeaway with the left hand is off iron and no good. The rebound is pulled out. Chamberlain has it. Muttsinger in the open floor. Muttsinger. But the kick out to Handel. She's hit a bunch of them. Why not here? The three is no good. Time will expire, and that is the end of the first half. 31-18 is our score as Chamberlain has the lead. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Our inventory reduction event is going on right now. We have great deals on new and used farm equipment. It is 31-18, Chamberlain leading Stanley County. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We pause for 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
The best place to go for your next family reunion, wedding, or business meeting, or just a getaway, is the newly renovated Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center at Cedar Shore. You'll like the new guest experiences and accommodation updates to make your stay even more enjoyable while experiencing our always exceptional hospitality, including DirecTV access in every room. Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center is proud to support the students who participate in all the activities at Chamberlain High School.
As one season ends and another begins, C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections as you head into a new year. C&B remains committed to technology and is here to help you with post-season data calibrations for reporting and adjustments to prepare you for the next season. Ask your local store about data packages or call the C&B Support Center or visit DeereEquipment.com for more information. That's DeereEquipment.com. At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC. Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving, and free parking when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Back here at the Chamberlain Armory, we are at halftime of our season opener of high school girls basketball and a high-flying, high-scoring first half of basketball. Chamberlain, who has hit six, or make it five threes in the first half, have a 31-18 lead over the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes. As we look at individual scoring, let's talk about Stanley County first. The Lady Buffaloes have had four of their five starters score. They are led by the sophomore Morgan Hoffman, who has 8 points in the first half. Caden's Hand with 4 points. Maddie Duffy with three. Corey Gabriel with two. And off the bench, Brecklin Huebner has added a free throw. And that makes 18 for Stanley County. Lady Buffaloes go to the free throw line 9 times in the first half. They were 5 of 9 from the free throw line. The Lady Buffaloes with 6 first-half turnovers in this ballgame. For Chamberlain, already 2 players in double figures, led by Kinsey Evans, who has hit 2 threes and has scored 13 points in the first half. Jaina Handel has hit 3 threes and has scored 11 points in the first 16 minutes of basketball. Also, Leia Long with 2, Alexa Peterson with 2, and Chesney Mutzinger with 1, as all 5 starters have scored for Chamberlain. Libby Gullickson, the 5'8 freshman, with 2 points off the bench for Chamberlain. Cubs put up 31 in the first half tonight. Chamberlain goes to the free throw line 9 times. They are 4 of 9 from the free throw line. Chamberlain with 7 turnovers in the first half of basketball. Both teams have foul trouble to talk about. Nobody, well, Corey Gabriel does have 3 personal fouls for Stanley County. Morgan Hoffman with 2. Caden's Hand with 2 personal fouls. We'll see how that affects things for Stanley County, especially defensively in the second half. But Chamberlain has their foul troubles as well. Leia Long picked up 2 fouls very early and had to set a large portion of the first quarter of the ballgame. She has 2 personals. Jaina Handel with 2 personals. Chesney Mutzinger with 2 fouls. Sarah Peterson with 2 fouls as well for Chamberlain. But the Cubs have got the offense going, and they lead Stanley County by a 31-18 score. We'll continue our coverage of regional high school basketball on Thursday as we'll bring you a doubleheader from Parkview Gym in Fort Pier. The Lady Buffaloes of Stanley County will host Miller. First game of the doubleheader, we think it is the girls' contest. We'll get underway at 6:30. We will have the pregame for you at around 6:10 with our pregame Thursday night. Saturday afternoon, we will have high school girls and boys basketball from the Class B ranks, as we will see Jones County for the first time. Their boys and girls are on the road traveling to Highmore Herald to take on the Pirates. 3:10 pregame, 3:30. The approximate tip-off of game one of the doubleheader we'll have from Highmore on Saturday afternoon. And, of course, Minnesota Vikings football comes your way this Sunday on KPLO. The Vikings on the road, traveling to Ford Field to take on the Detroit Lions. Kickoff at noon, Vikings pregame at 11 a.m. on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 FM KPLO. 31-18 is our halftime score. Chamberlain has the lead, and we will have third quarter action for you next. We pause for 3 minutes on KPLO.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Competitive pay, check. A rewarding and fun environment, check. And best of all, caring for residents and being a part of an amazing team. Check and check. Hi, this is Kim Brackey from Edgewood and Pierre. We are looking for more dedicated healthcare heroes to join our team. Do you know what makes working at Edgewood so great? We provide care in a fun working environment where you will experience a warm welcome from our amazing team and residents. Come work for a purpose. Give us a call at 494-3400 to learn more. Edgewood, where home and healthcare meet.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
YesWay customers can now experience fun at a whole new level with Allsup's brand products, like hearty and delicious world-famous Allsup's burritos and Allsup's chimneys. Allsup's brand products, now available at YesWay. YesWay, say yes to convenience.
Before we start the second half, let's pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Basketball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pierre Fort Pierre. Be safe, drive smart.
John Neff is at DRG Media Group's world headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us here as we get ready for the second half. For Stanley County, it will be Gabriel, Hoffman, Duffy, McGee, and Hand to start the second half for Chamberlain. They're starting five as well, it appears. Evans, Long, Peterson, Handel, and Muttsinger. That's Alexa Peterson out there as Chamberlain starts the second half with a 13-point lead and the basketball. It is 31-18. Here's Jada Handel up top. Handel on the drive. Handel to the rack. Shot is up, no good. She'll draw the third personal foul on Caden's Hand. And that was by design, as they isolated her up top, and Jaina with a nice drive to the rim and will get an opportunity for free throws. And
if they take Caden's hand, force Stanley County to take Caden's hand out of the lineup, that will definitely change play on the inside, as Hand has a good size advantage. And a lot of that Chamberlain lineup, first free throw by Handle is good. Second free throw is up, no good. And Caden's hand will come away with the rebound. Here's Stanley County the other way. It's Duffy. They go to the corner. The three taken. That is Hoffman. It rims in and out. No good. Chamberlain will get the rebound. And although Chamberlain may have a good size from top to bottom as far as their lineup is concerned, and they've been able to hold their own, if not control, especially the defensive glass so far in this ball game. Stanley County, by my memory anyway, with not a lot of second chance opportunities, where Chamberlain has had some, and it's helped their cause. Down low, it's Handle. In traffic, shot is no good. Rebound Stanley County. Then good defense by the Lady Buffaloes there. Hoffman on the right sideline will drive. Bounce pass inside, a little hot pass that's hard to handle for Stanley County. It's McGee, but back out it comes, and a three taken by Morgan Hoffman, and that is up and good. Hoffman now in double figures with 11, 32-21, as Stanley County tries to chip away at this double-digit deficit. We're 90 seconds into this third quarter. Here is Evans, who had the hot hand early for Chamberlain. The off-balance move, a force there, and the shot's no good. They will battle for the rebound. The ball will belong to Stanley County. So Stanley County hit a three last time down. Now an opportunity offensively again as they bring it into the front court. They get the defensive stop and head the other way. High post, Caden's hand. She'll try to operate. Floats it to the corner. Another open look for Hoffman. This time it's short. Rebound is loose. It is still loose and tied up, but a jump ball belongs to Chamberlain. So the Cubs will have it on the alternating possession. And again, the Cubs will have the basketball, as it is Chesney Mustinger who pushes the basketball into the front court. Evans left side. Chamberlain with that man-to-man defense, but not playing as tight as they were in the first half. Back out front, Jaina Handle. Now to the wing, Alexa Peterson. Has it knocked away, but Peterson gets it back and sends it back out front. Here's Leia Long on the drive. Long to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stanley County, and the Lady Buffs will head the other way. Trailing by 11, it's 32-21. There's Maddie Duffy on the drive. She goes to the rim and scores the two. First points of the second half for the 5'7 junior, 32-23. Chamberlain with it once again, as driving is Kinsey Evans, and she will draw a foul. Personal, Morgan Hoffman, that will be her third personal foul. Now the wheels are turning as you see Keely Bracelin up off the bench and looking, and she does have a player at the scorer's table as Kinsey Evans will take the first of two free throws. That is up and good. Hoffman the leading scorer. Corey Gabriel with those three personals. She will check out. She has three. Caden's hand has three personal fouls. She's still out there. And also Morgan Hoffman has three. Second free throw by Kinsey Evans is up and good, and a timeout taken by Chamberlain. This will be a 30-second timeout with 5:21 remaining third quarter. 34-23 Chamberlain. And we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank. Member FDIC.
Second timeout used by Chamberlain in the ballgame. Stanley County has yet to use a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Here's Stanley County, high post, Caden's hand. She'll drive, is bottled up, sends it back out. Kaysen McGee with the dribble. That is tipped away, but Stanley County will track it down and keep the possession. Here's Maddie Duffy with the back step, and that is a long jumper that is up and good by Maddie Duffy, and it's 34-25. Back to a nine-point game as Stanley County, who trailed by 13 at halftime, trying to slowly chip away. But Chamberlain is hanging tough here. Entry pass Mutzinger, kick out Peterson. Now it is Evans on the move, fakes the three, drives and fires. Shot is no good, rebound loose. Chamberlain will get the offensive rebound and send it back up top. Here is Mutzinger for three. That shot is no good, and Stanley County will pull down the rebound. Here's Morgan Hoffman on the left side. In it comes to hand. Pass to the corner off the foot of Kaysen McGee for Stanley County's seventh turnover. Their first turnover of the second half. And here's Kinsey Evans up top. That is a three that is no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Chamberlain. And then a nice defensive play by Maddie Duffy as she steals it away. And here is Stanley County down low at hand. And she is fouled by Jaina Handel. Jada is the first player for Chamberlain to have three personal fouls. Chamberlain with substitutions here as Sarah Peterson checks in. Also into the ball game, Libby Gullickson, the 5'8 freshman who saw some action in the first half. The inbounds comes to the hand. She drives and fires. Ball stripped away, but a foul called. It'll be on Leia Long, and that's personal foul number three. This will result in free throws for Stanley County. Their first attempts in the second half, Caden's hand at the line. Shooting two, the first is back ironed and no good. 3:56 remains in the third quarter here at the Chamberlain Armory. 34-25, Chamberlain leading. Season opener for both teams. The second free throw will rim in and out, no good. And Chamberlain will come away with the rebound. Evans up the floor, lay a long deep right corner. Back out front and around the perimeter, Sarah Peterson. Now Libby Gullickson. Back out front, Jaina Handel, who will drive and fire and put a shot up short. Maddie Duffy with the defensive rebound. Duffy up the floor. Duffy will spin away from a would-be defender. But good help defense by Chamberlain slows that down. Now a bounce pass is tipped and stolen away. And here is Kinsey Evans to the rim. Her layup is good. Kinsey Evans with 17 points. 36-25 now. And a timeout taken by Stanley County. Full timeout taken by Keely Braceland and the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes with 3:11 remaining in quarter number three. 36-25 Chamberlain. And we're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
It's the season of getting cozy, the season of warm apple ciders and sweet pumpkin pies. Before it's gone, be sure to get in the car, rev up that engine, put your pedal to the metal, and burn rubber before heading straight to the games. All sports are back, and First Dakota is sitting right up front with you on this adrenaline roller coaster. Raise your hands with every game-saving point. Shout out your lungs when it kicks into overtime, and enjoy the ride of the season. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Stanley County's defense has held Chamberlain to just 5 points in this third quarter. Chamberlain has seen Stanley County score 7 points in a period. Now Stanley County over and back. Good defense there by Leia Long. The over and back violation for Stanley County, their ninth turnover. Neither team has done what they did in the first half offensively. Chamberlain has been able to just kind of hang on and still leads by 11 at 36-25 as we work inside of 3 minutes remaining in the quarter. Gullickson trapped on the baseline. They send it back out. It's long. Sarah Peterson kick out. Kinsey Evans. Three ball is short.
The rebound fell down by Corey Gabriel, and then a foul called on Chamberlain. And that'll be on Libby Gullickson, and that will be her second personal foul. Third team foul for Chamberlain in the second half. Stanley County with two team fouls, if you're wondering. Lady Buffaloes will bring it into the front court. A telegraph pass, it's stolen away. That is 10 turnovers now for Stanley County. Four of them here in this quarter. And Chamberlain continues to lead by 11. It's 36-25. And although, as we mentioned, just 5 points scored by the Cubs in this third quarter, they've been able to hang on to that double-digit advantage because of their defense getting the job done. Long out front handle. On the drive, it comes to Evans. Into the free throw lane, the floater is good. Kinsey Evans with the one-hander. Six in the quarter. And that is 19 in the ballgame for the senior Kinsey Evans. 38-25, and here's Stanley County. Duffy down low. This is Corey Gabriel. Shot is good there, and for Gabriel, her first points in the second half, 38-27. As up and down we go here in this third quarter. But for Stanley County, they're going to get to a point. If they're not there already, as Jana Handel gets inside for Chamberlain, shot is no good. They'll battle for the rebound and a jump ball. It will belong to the Lady Buffaloes. But I think we're at the point of this ballgame where Stanley County cannot be content to just trade baskets with Chamberlain. They need to be able to get a couple defensive stops in a row and then be able to put points on the board at the offensive end. It's still an 11-point deficit. It was 13 at halftime for Stanley County. They try to work their way back into it. Here is a pass to Hayden's hand. Shot is no good. She'll get her own rebound, and then she is fouled. That's on Jana Handel, and that's personal foul number four. And Stanley County, who has been 0 of 2 so far in the second half from the line, Hayden's hand will put up the first of two. It's up no good. Chamberlain will go to their bench. Chesney Mutzinger in. Also in the end of the ballgame, Alexa Peterson. As Kinsey Evans checks out for the Cubs. Second free throw by Caden's hand is no good. The rebound pulled down by Chamberlain. 38-27, Chamberlain leading. A minute 20 remaining in the third quarter. For Stanley County, they will have Miller on Thursday night. We'll have that for you right here on KPLO. Near steal, but Chamberlain gets it back. Handle with it. She is held, and a foul called on Caden's hand, and that will be her fourth personal foul. And Brecklin Huebner will have to check in, and Caden's hand will have to check out. The third team foul committed in this second half for Stanley County. So Handel will inbound to Mutzinger, back to Handel, who quarters or fires the corner three. This is too strong and no good. Rebound is loose. Leia Long steals that offensive rebound and then loses the basketball out of bounds. Made a good play, but commits the turnover. She had nowhere to go with it as she was trapped underneath the basket. Finally lost it out of bounds for the ninth turnover of the ballgame for Chamberlain. 38-27. Maddie Duffy up top. The long range three is up good. Maddie Duffy from somewhere west of Ocoma. It's 38-30. 40 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Handle around the perimeter. Gullickson back out front to Handle. Stanley County will get one offensive look at least before we're done here in this third quarter. A Gullickson three is no good. Rebound Stanley County. It's Norman. Up the floor, this is Hoffman. Three ball, no. Rebound to Chamberlain. And Stanley County had their opportunity there, but come away empty. And now the shot clock off as Chamberlain brings it into the front court. Cubs were nursing an eight-point lead at 38-30. Gullickson on the move, and she traveled. Turnover for Chamberlain is their 10th of the ball game, and now more substitutions. Jana Handel will check out. Remember, she has four personals. Sarah Peterson back in. And with 4 seconds remaining in the quarter, Zach Nelson calls for a little full court pressure. Nothing else. You might give up a half court shot if the ball is knocked out of bounds. Chamberlain made the defensive play. Smart play by Leia Long. to just tip it and make it go out of bounds, and a little time rolls off the clock. Now with 2.7 seconds remaining. Here is Hoffman. She'll try the long three from half court. It's no good, and that is the end of quarter number three. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 38-30. The lead belongs to Chamberlain. And we'll take a 60-second break and return for the fourth quarter on KPLO.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre has Purina Pre-Con Starter to get weaned calves off to a great start. Then transition to AccuRaction with Purina Feed Limiter Technology for nutrients required in rations for growing calves that supports optimal feed intake and gains an improved transition to growing and finishing rations. It regulates the number and size of meals to improve feed efficiency. It reduces digestive and metabolic problems in starting cattle, and it restores trace mineral levels to jumpstart the immune systems of nutritionally challenged stressed cattle. See Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre for Purina Pre-Con Starter for weaned calves.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep, they have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Scores at halftime. Platt Getty's leading Freeman 26-15. Kimball, White Lake, and Jones County tied at 16. They are late in quarter number two. Here, a 38-30 lead for Chamberlain as we start the fourth quarter with a three from Jaina Handel. Her fourth three of the ball game. And that makes it a double-digit lead again for the Cubs at 41-30. And now Stanley County, who did so much defensively, finally got some buckets as time wound down in the third to make it an 8-point game. Need to keep the offense working. Gabriel to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Chamberlain. They get the defensive stop and work the other way. Jaina Handel with those four personal fouls is back out there. Corey Gabriel with three personals is out there for Stanley County. They'll go down low to Handel, who will pass out to Gullickson. Jumper no good there. Rebound, Kinsey Evans. A corner jumper is no good. Finally, well, Stanley County came away with the rebound, but first a jump ball, and it will belong to the Lady Buffaloes. An 11-point lead at 41-30. 6:55 remains in the fourth quarter. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Stanley County with the dribble from the sophomore Morgan Hoffman brings it into the front court. Tries to send it to the wing left side, and it's tipped and out of bounds. Freshman Libby Gullickson making another good defensive play. She's done some good things off the bench for Chamberlain here tonight. The inbounds will go to Hoffman, who gets a step, drives and fires on Evans. Shot is no good. Rebound is loose. Evans will come away with it. Tried to fast break, but Stanley County back smartly. So Chamberlain will bring it into the front court slowly and can work the clock here just a little. We're a long ways from the bonus at either end with four team fouls for Chamberlain, three for Stanley County, and here Jaina Handel with another three try. That is no good, and another offensive rebound for Chamberlain. It is tied up by Stanley County, but Chamberlain will keep it on the alternating possession this time. And again, Chamberlain is able to get the offensive rebound, give their offense another opportunity, and at this point of the ball game, an opportunity to continue to work the clock. Inbounds comes in, it's tipped and nearly stolen, and then it's tipped again. Stanley County hustling after the basketball and overplaying the passing lane there. The sophomore Morgan Hoffman, the ball goes out of bounds. It will remain with Chamberlain as they'll inbound it from half court. 41-30, we have played 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. Both of these teams, of course, looking for their first victory of the season. Different this year. In that Chamberlain is part of Region 5A, not 6A. So they're not in the same region, but both Class A teams. And here is a drive. Chesney Mutzinger going to the rim. And she will get free throws as a foul called here on the sophomore Cameron Norman. Her second personal foul, team foul number four And for Chamberlain, free throws for Chesney Mutzinger. The 5'9 junior will shoot two. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for Chamberlain in the second half. And the first free throw will rim off, and it's no good. It was 31-18. Chamberlain led a 13-point margin at halftime. Stanley County cut it to 8 at the end of the third quarter. But Stanley County has seen Chamberlain open things back up in this fourth period. It's back to a double-digit lead. Here's Maddie Duffy on the drive. The off-balance shot is up good. And Maddie Duffy creating her own shot there. 9 in the second half. She has 12 in the ballgame to lead Stanley County. It is 42-32. And now Stanley County looking to try to get a defensive stop. Or again, Chamberlain just trying to hold serve and content to trade baskets. Here's Handel on the inside. First shot is partially blocked and short. She'll get her own rebound, though, and is fouled on the way back up. And the foul committed by Kaysen McGee, or pardon me, Brecklin Huebner. It will be her first personal foul. 5 team fouls for Stanley County as Jaina Handel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The first of two is up and good. Jaina now with 16 points on the night. Kinsey Evans with 19, and that is a nice offensive attack by the two seniors who have been part of this Chamberlain program for a long, long time. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Buffaloes, who again have some work to do. They'll run the break well. They get it inside to Norman. Shot is no good. She'll get her own rebound, and then she's fouled. She ran the floor and got behind the defense, and a nice feed up top from Stanley County. Norman couldn't finish, though, and then wound up with the basketball underneath and was fouled, and now a timeout Stanley County. This will be a full timeout with 5:05 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 43-32 Chamberlain. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Most people think because I'm, well, vertically challenged, that I never played high school basketball. I played guard for the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. You just didn't see me guarding anyone over 6 foot. I'm R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gusta Ops and Bowie Foods. Former UCLA coach John Wooden put it best. There's no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. Good luck to the area coaches, players, and cheerleaders from the Gustop convenience stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Access Health Chamberlain welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Chamberlain, assuring access to quality health care.
County timeout. Lady Buffaloes trying to put the ball in play. It's tipped and it's stolen away. Turnover for Stanley County, their 11th of the ball game, and it gives Chamberlain the offensive opportunity here, and with an 11-point lead at 43-32, they can spread the floor and work the clock a little bit, and they can also post up Jaina Handel down low on the block. The turnaround is up and good. They isolated her in the paint. In a one-on-one matchup, she's going to win those. It's 45-32. Here is a nice spinning move by Stanley County's Morgan Hoffman, and she is fouled. The personal on Chesney Mutzinger will be her third. That is team foul number 6, so no free throws here. The next one will result in free throws as Caden's hand will come back into the ballgame for Stanley County. She has those 4 personal fouls. Stanley County will put it in play as Duffy will trigger into the hands of Cameron Norman. Norman on the move, nowhere to go, leaves it off for Duffy, who drives, will work the reverse, off glass, it's no good, hit the shot clock and is out of play. So another offensive possession for Stanley County where they come away empty, and as well as they have played defensively, and they have, especially in the second half, they have just struggled just a little bit too much in the offensive side You've got to be able, when you're down by double digits at halftime, you get the defensive stop somehow, some way. You've got to manufacture some points, and Stanley County has not been able to do that. A Chamberlain miss at their end. They get the rebound underneath the basket, and with being double-teamed, Alexa Peterson, Zach Nelson will take the timeout for Chamberlain, their second timeout of the ballgame, and it will be a 30-second break. We'll take it with them. 45-32 Chamberlain. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Lay along with the three. That is up no good. Closing out was Cameron Norman. And Norman commits her third personal foul. The three-point try for Lay Along was no good, but she will get three free throws here. And with 4 minutes remaining, this could be a big turn of events for Chamberlain, as Long will put the first free throw up and good. Free throw number two by the senior Leia Long is up and good. That makes it 47-32. The third free throw is up, and it is good. She'll hit all three, and Chamberlain enjoys their biggest lead of the night, 48-32. We are halfway home in quarter number four. Here's Caden's hand, high post, down the lane, swings it back out front. Here's Corey Gabriel on the move. She has it knocked away. Chamberlain will come away with it. Kinsey Evans makes a nice defensive play. She will bring it across half court, and Chamberlain will continue to try to work down low, but a nice feed here as Leia Long flashes to the basket. She will score the two, 50-32, and just like that, Chamberlain has blown this game wide open. Here is Norman in the corner for Stanley County. She'll stop and pop from 12. Shot no good, but a foul is called, and it will be on Chamberlain's Leia Long. Her fourth personal foul. And free throws for Cameron Norman. The sophomore will get two. Of course, a lot of basketball for both of these teams. A lot of these, both of these coaches are going to have things that obviously they're going to want to improve on, but both of these teams have done some good things. 31 points for Chamberlain in the first half was a very good start to their season. Stanley County has done some good things to this point anyway on the defensive end, but Chamberlain over the last minute or so has blown this game open, but they did do what they had to do, made some defensive stops. Shots would not fall at their end. Stanley County with just 14 points in the second half so far. And that was one of the things that Keely Braceland was concerned about coming in, and those concerns will still be there as game number two of their season against the Miller Rustlers will be Thursday night. We'll have that for you right here on KPLO. An 18-point lead for Chamberlain. Lay along on the drive. Shot is blocked by Maddie Duffy. Rebound is loose. Duffy has it, and then a foul is called on Chamberlain. Foul on Alexa Peterson will be her first. It will be team foul number 8 against the Cubs. And Stanley County will walk the other way for free throws. And this will be Maddie Duffy. Duffy 1 of 3 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. Duffy with 9 points in the second half. And the free throw is up good. 50-33, 2:57 remains. And here's Maddie Duffy's second free throw attempt. It's off the back iron and no good. And Chamberlain will come away with the rebound. And the Cubs have been in spread the floor mode
pretty much since about the six-minute mark of this ballgame. By spreading to four, forcing Stanley County to chase defensively, a lot of back cuts, and here's one to lay along, and Long will go to the rim and score. She did that earlier, a couple possessions ago. It's 52-33, and Chamberlain in this fourth quarter have just blown this game wide open. Already a 14-3 scoring advantage as Stanley County loses the basketball out of bounds. Chamberlain has outscored Stanley County 14-3 in this fourth quarter as they are putting this contest away, and for Chamberlain, it will be their first victory of the season. Long with it, left side, down low. Peterson back out, handle now. To the wing, Muttsinger. Chesney will drive. She'll go strong to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound, Maddie Duffy. And here comes Duffy, and the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Chasing the play, the junior Chesney Muttsinger making the play for Chamberlain. The Cubs will go to their bench. Lily Gullickson will check in. Leia Long will check out. Leia has played a nice second half for this Chamberlain ball club. 52-33 is our score. Inside of 2 minutes in the ball game. Caden's hand down low. The turnaround is up. No good. Rebound, Jaina Handel. And the Cubs will work the other way once again. They'll take the easy points if they come, but they're content to spread the floor and work the clock. Back out front as Gullickson has it to Peterson, the back cut. And that, a wide open opportunity for Chesney Muttsinger to put it up and in. 54-33, and a timeout taken by Stanley County. This will be a 30-second timeout. 54-33 is our score. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll have some scores from the Class B ranks next on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Getting their season underway as well. They are in the third period at Woolsey Wessington. They lead Wessington Springs 44-37. Leola Frederick leading Sunshine Bible 29-11. Sully Buttes out in front of Ipswich. An impressive start for the Chargers. 51-18. They are in the fourth quarter. Jones County and Kimball White Lake are at halftime. It's 22-21 Jones County. Here it's 54-33. As Chamberlain leads Stanley County in defense by Chamberlain, forces another Stanley County turnover. And as we work to the final minute remaining, Chamberlain content to hold on to the basketball. Gullickson now will drive, gets underneath the basket, shot is blocked, loose basketball picked up by Chamberlain. They'll try a shot in the lane that's no good. The rebound, Chamberlain, and putting it up and in is Grace Mousseau. Off the bench, she will score the two to make it 56-33. Wholesale substitutions for both teams as Alejandra Juarez checks in. Also, Kiara Briggs, she will drive. Gets underneath the basket, and she traveled. For the 15th turnover of the night for Stanley County, the Lady Buffaloes had just 6 turnovers at halftime. Also, Rachel Runge into the ballgame for Stanley County, Sarah Fosham into the contest as well. Chamberlain has went to their bench. Callie Randall into the ballgame. Number 14, Aaron Saxton into the ballgame. We mentioned Grace Mousseau as she just scored a bucket. Maisie Peterson in there as well. As Chamberlain works the ball inside, it's tipped and out of bounds. It is off of the Cubs, and it will be Chamberlain or Stanley County ball. Chamberlain again going to their bench. We will see Caitlin Kennedy check in. She is a 5'10 freshman. We will see Chamberlain next, December 16th. They have a doubleheader in Parkston, and we'll make the road trip with them. Final seconds of this ball game as Stanley County will work the perimeter. Juarez on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. Caitlin Kennedy with the rebound, and there's your ball game. 56-33. An 18-3 scoring advantage for Chamberlain in this ball game to put the contest away. And Chamberlain picks up their first victory of the season. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to take advantage of great year-end deals during my inventory reduction event. Check it out at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Postgame is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment. Built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter, proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that is truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center, and it's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce. A full-service deli and bakery loaded with homemade goodness awaits, and now you can get points for free items and big discounts with our CFC Rewards app. Experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center. Proud sponsors of the Chamberlain Sports Broadcast. And thank you to all educators and students who make our school system great.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other opportunities our schools offer. Al's Oasis Restaurant, Clothing, and Gift Shop congratulates everybody who contributes and competes during the school year. We at Al's Oasis are proud of all you do and are happy to bring you this game. Thanks to the many young people who work with us at Al's Oasis. Good luck in all you do and enjoy the school year from all of us at Al's Oasis Clothing, Gift Shop, and Restaurant, a South Dakota tradition for over 100 years. When you're busy taking in all the area school activities, remember, you'll find one stop with more to offer. You guessed it, the West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma. We have what you want right at I-90 exit 260 in Oklahoma, including Arby's for quality quick food options. You'll like our large selection of beverages and snacks in our West 40 C store, and we have an all-new car wash. At the West 40, we're proud to support our area young people and this broadcast of the Chamberlain Cubs. Have a great year from West 40 Food and Fuel in Oklahoma.
The best place to go for your next family reunion, wedding, or business meeting, or just a getaway, is the newly renovated Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center at Cedar Shore. You'll like the new guest experiences and accommodation updates to make your stay even more enjoyable while experiencing our always exceptional hospitality, including DirecTV access in every room. Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center is proud to support the students who participate in all the activities at Chamberlain High School.
Here at the Chamberlain Armory, as we talked about a victory for the Chamberlain Cubs, 56-33. Although Stanley County had their moments in this ball game, it was Chamberlain who put this game away in the fourth quarter, outscoring Stanley County by an 18-3 margin after Chamberlain had, had chipped away at a 13-point halftime deficit to make it an 8-point game as we went to the fourth quarter. But Chamberlain, just too many weapons offensively, and then when you get the lead back up to double digits, which Chamberlain did, they were able to work the clock in the fourth quarter and were able to get some easy baskets along the way, and that helped them improve to their first victory of the season. Stanley County, they'll drop to 0-1, but they have some things that they did right tonight. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Let's recap individual scoring. Let's talk about the Lady Buffaloes first. They had two double-figure scorers led by the junior Maddie Duffy, who had 13 points tonight. The sophomore Morgan Hoffman with 11. Corey Gabriel with 5 points. 4 points for Caden's Hand. Brecklin Huebner with 1 point in the ballgame and a total of 33 for Stanley County. Lady Buffaloes go to the free throw line 17 times tonight. They were 6 of 17 from the free throw line. including just one of eight in the second half. But they took good care of the basketball all in all, as both teams trying to set the tone with their defense, and Stanley County with just 15 turnovers in the ball game tonight. For Chamberlain, they had two double-figure scorers as well. Kinsey Evans leading the way with 19 points, 18 for Jaina Handel. Jaina hit three threes. Kinsey Evans had two threes in the ballgame. 9 points for Leia Long, 4 points for Chesney Mutzinger, and two each for Alexa Peterson, Grace Musso, and Libby Gullickson. A total of 56 for the Cubs. Chamberlain goes to the free throw line 20 times tonight. They were 12 of 20 from the free throw line, and Chamberlain with 11 turnovers in the ball game as well. Again, Chamberlain, they led from start to finish, scoring the first basket, leading 20 to 11 at the end of the first quarter, extending the lead to 13 at halftime. It was 31-18 there. Stanley County outscored Chamberlain 12-7. Their defense played very well in the third quarter as they cut that deficit down to 8 points, 38-30. But Chamberlain came out, and again, you get the lead up to double digits, and you can manage that fourth quarter, and that's exactly what Chamberlain did, outscoring Stanley County 18-3 in that final period, and they win this ball game by a final of 56-33. But all in all, offensively, not too bad for Stanley County. Chamberlain, they did some good things. The long ball was working. 5 threes in the first half, 6 in the ball game for Chamberlain, and the Cubs pick up their first victory of the season. Post game continues with our post game hardware next. Our big play of the game, our player of the game, will come up after this. Let's pause. This is the post game. Regional High School Basketball on KPLO.
As one season ends and another begins, C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with postseason equipment inspections as you head into a new year. C&B remains committed to technology and is here to help you with postseason data calibrations for reporting and adjustments to prepare you for the next season. Ask your local store about data packages or call the C&B Support Center or visit DeereEquipment.com for more information. That's DEEREequipment.com. At First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, they know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. And they also know that champions don't just happen. They are built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on First Interstate Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain today. First Interstate Bank in Chamberlain, member FDIC. Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving, and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Flip your loan. Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Back here at the Chamberlain Armory, post game underway. 56-33, Chamberlain over Stanley County. The Cubs pick up their first victory of the season. Let's check some scores in Class A. Platte Gettys knocking off Freeman. They are in control and will pick up the victory as they wind down in the fourth quarter. 45-30, Platte Gettys leads in that ball game. Jones County and Kimball White Lake, they were 22-21. Jones County
at halftime. Now they are at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. It is all Jones County, 37-21. And other scores, Little Moon leading Kadoka 20-13. They are in the second quarter. Mount Vernon, Plankington, McCook Central, Montrose, 34-22. MVP has the lead in that ball game. In Class B, Woolsey Wessington leading Wessington Springs. They are late in the fourth quarter, 55-43. Leola Frederick in control of Sunshine Bible, 43-13 in that ball game. An impressive start for Stanley County, or for Sully Buttes, pardon me. They start the fourth quarter at home hosting Ipswich. 51-18 is the score of that ball game. And other scores, Gregory leading Avon at halftime, 21-18. Scotland leading Bridgewater Emory, 28-12 in that ball game. Time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, you can talk about, there's a lot of things to talk about as far as our big plays of the game. We could talk about Chamberlain coming out in the first half, shooting the three. They hit five threes in the first half of this ball game. You can talk about what Stanley County did defensively. They did what they needed to do in that third quarter to get back in the ball game, as they held Chamberlain to just 7 points in quarter number three. But then you got to talk about how Chamberlain finished the ball game, and that is our big play of the game. Chamberlain outscoring Stanley County 18-3 in that final period, and Chamberlain picks up the victory 56-33. That is our big play of the game, brought to you by Golden Buffalo. And we'll wrap up our post game with the player of the game. That is brought to you by CHS River Plains.
Attention farmers and ranchers, every year CHS River Plains goes above and beyond as they plan their winter farm show and annual meeting, and this year is no exception. Join them on Thursday, December 8th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramcodian Pier. Check out the many vendors and enjoy a supper at 5:30 with Farm Credit Services keynote speakers about rates and land values. It's CHS River Plains winter farm show and annual meeting on Thursday, December 8th at the Ramcodian Pier. Don't miss it.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees in the Stanley County side. Maddie Duffy with 13 points. Morgan Hoffman with 11 points in the ball game. She had 8 of those in the first half. Maddie Duffy had 10 second half points for Stanley County. On the Chamberlain side, Jaina Handel, she scored 18 in the ball game. But our player of the game, Kinsey Evans. Evans with 13 points in the first half. She finished with 19 in the ball game. And she is our player of the game, brought to you by CHS River Plains. In a busy schedule of high school basketball this week on KPLO, Thursday night we will be at Parkview Gym in Fort Pierre as we will bring you a doubleheader as Miller comes to town. Girls game will get underway at around 6:30, 6:10 with our pregame show. And then on Saturday afternoon it will be Jones County at Highmore Herald, 3:30 with the tip-off there of the first game of the doubleheader, 3:10 with our pregame show on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, it is Minnesota Vikings football. The Vikings at Detroit. Kickoff is at noon, 11 a.m. with your Vikings pregame on KPLO. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. We would like to welcome those of you who have joined us tonight at our website, drgnews.com. And, of course, this game will be archived in just mere moments and will be there for your viewing pleasure at the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO has been brought to you by Edgewood Healthcare, Ferdinand Electric, the Hawaii Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds Associates Insurance and Real Estate, by Access Health of Fort Pierre, the Pierre Regional Airport, the Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Sioux Nation, the First Dakota National Bank, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, and Yesway. Coverage of regional high school basketball tonight has also been brought to you by the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, C&B Operations, Arrowwood Resort and Conference Center, the First Interstate Bank of Chamberlain, West 40, Al's Oasis, Chamberlain Food Center, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Farmco, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Byrie Brothers, Access Health of Chamberlain, Bowie Foods, and Carslop, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. And our coverage of regional high school sports is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Titan Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company of Pierre. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from the Chamberlain Armory. Again, our final score, Chamberlain 56 and Stanley County 33. We bid you all a very pleasant evening.